Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna Pad, where's the board? Today's verse is not prose. You're the man. So, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, entitled The Creative Impetus, Chapter 14, The Material World as the Great Forest of Enjoyment. I believe we did 41 yesterday, isn't it? Which? 40? We did 40 yesterday. You've said three times to emphasize, because on the internet it said that he did 41. 40? But I thought you quoted that verse, Brahmande Brahmate Kono, Bhagyavan Jeev. No? Chai. I'm sorry, Krishna Pad. Today's verse is not. It's prose. So tomorrow's verse is, what do they call it, poetic, or it can be chanted by everyone. So we're doing text 41. But on the internet, they had that he... So you're agreeing that it was on the internet that yesterday was text 41. On the internet. Okay. Karma, please repeat. Karma balim avalambya tata apada katanchit narakat vimukta puna api evam samsaram adhvane vartamanaha nara loka sa artam upayati evam upare gataha api. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of the creeper of fruit of activity, he may be elevated by his pious activities to higher planetary systems and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of his pious activities, he has to return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. Please repeat. When the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of the creeper of fruit of activity, he may be elevated by his pious activities to higher planetary systems and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of his pious activities, he has to return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. Purport. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmande Brahmate Kono Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latta Bij. Even if one wanders for many millions of years from the time of creation until the time of annihilation, one cannot get free from the path of material existence unless one receives shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. As a monkey takes shelter of the branch of a banyan tree and thinks he is enjoying, the conditioned soul, not knowing the real interest of his life, takes shelter of the path of karma khand, fruit of activities. Sometimes he is elevated to the heavenly planets by such activities, and sometimes he again descends to earth. This is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Brahmanda Brahmate. However, if by Krishna's grace one is fortunate enough to come under the shelter of the Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, he receives lessons on how to execute devotional service to the Supreme Lord. In this way, he receives a clue of how to get out of his continuous struggle up and down within the material world. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is that one should approach a spiritual master. The Vedas declare, Tad Vyaganartam Sa Gurum Eva Bhigachchet, Manduka Upanishad. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita 4:34, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advises, Tad Vidhi Pranipatena Pari Prajnena Sevaya Upadakshanti Te Gyanam Gyaninas Tattva Darshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.21 gives similar advice. Tasmad gurum prapajeta jigyasu shreya uttamam shabde pare chanishnatam brahmanyu pashramashrayam. Any person who seriously desires to achieve real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of his spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures by deliberation and be able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. Similarly, Vishwanath Chakravarti, a great Vaishnava, also advises Yasha Prasadad Bhagavat Prasada. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the mercy of Krishna. This is the same advice given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Latta Bij. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 19.151. This is essential. One must come to Krishna consciousness, and therefore one must take shelter of a pure devotee. Thus, one becomes free from the clutches of matter. That's in Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om agyana tamanandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshulun miritam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manobistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam didati swapadantikam. Vandeham shiguru shiyuta parakamalam shigurum vaishnavam cha. Shirupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatam vitamtam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parichana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shi radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shi vishakam vitamscha. Hey krishna kuruna sindhu dhinabandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gorangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye. Vanchakapa turibhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here Srila Prabhupada is quoting Lord Chaitanya's and Lord Chaitanya's movement. And Lord Chaitanya's advice that we've been wandering within this material world since time immemorial. Just like we sing every morning, Sharara Avijajau, Jadindriya Tehikau, Jiva Pale Visaya Sagare. So in that prayer, it said, somehow or other, we have fallen to this ocean of material existence. As Srila Prabhupada ends this purport by saying, We're in the clutches of matter. And people become addicted. I think go to Chandra Prabhu's class. He was explaining how we become addicted to suffering. We become attached to the suffering. Just like Prabhupada came, he said, I'm going to explain to you how to give up these pillars of bad karma, or as Prabhupada used in the West here, the term sinful activity. It's bad karma. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. And he thought they would tell him, go home. And sometimes people would ask him, if I give these things up, what else is left? And sometimes even devotees told him, Swamiji, you have ruined our lives. You're taking away the very basic principles of human life. But in reality, we see that this is actually animal life. People are engaged in, so addicted to the animal propensities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, totally addicted, going to great lengths to achieve these ends, and never satisfied. Because as we know, lust, which is the real enemy within the heart, lust is the number one enemy. We may think, this person's not my well-wisher, that person's not my well-wisher, the other person's not my... Well, the real problem is right here. We're pointing the finger the wrong way. The real problem is right here. And we're thinking that which to be poison as nectar. Look at that nectar. I can remember as a child that people would think, God, I would love to be a dog. I'm sure people still think like that. Prabhupada was quoting so many times. He asked Prabhupada, what's wrong with being a dog? They question like that. So the problem with being a dog is that it is a result of the person, of the soul's bad karma, and that the dog cannot engage in Krishna service. But sometimes even the devotee, as very so magnanimous. It's described that the devotee is more magnanimous than Krishna. Krishna has put that. We should understand that there's so much in the animal community, there's so much fear. People are so fearful about their existence. They're practically speaking never standing on solid ground, as we have seen recently with the earthquakes. California is not, it's not uncommon. It's not, unknown. But anyway, there are so many earthquakes here in California. There were 16,000 earthquakes last year. Right? It's happening every, I don't know how many that equates to, so many seconds, right? 16,000 earthquakes. So it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon. So how can we think that, you know, we're planning some safe haven in the material world? There's no, it's an oxymoron. Just like sense gratification is in reality, it's an oxymoron. Does not exist. Sense gratification. The senses are never gratified. Bhadra Narayan Prabhu, I love the example he gives. The mind's telling us, go ahead, take that extra cup of street rice. Go ahead, you haven't tasted the samosa yet. Go ahead, you haven't had the pakora yet. And then the burfi. How can you leave the feast without trying the burfi? This is the mind. And then you're walking from the feast thinking, oh my God, what did I do? I have such a terrible stomach ache. And then all night long, you can't sleep and you're agitated. Because we, as we know, vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udara pasta vegan. There's the pushes of the senses. It begins with the tongue. Tongue to the belly. Belly to the genitals. There are these agitations. So one becomes agitated when one tries to enjoy. He becomes addicted. And that becomes flare, just as when adding fuel to the fire. You're not putting out the fire. So this is what it means to renounce or to give up or to become to sacrifice, to stay away from. And we're thinking, I'm smoking, but I can quit. I'm taking intoxication, but I can quit. But you don't quit. You don't quit. Or, okay, I'm eating too much, I'm overweight, but I can. But you don't. You don't. Very common. The patients come in every day. Okay, how much did I lose this time? And I joke with them, here's the lovable scale. We're going to begin here at the lovable scale. Everyone loves this scale. And then I do this scale. What? What? No, can't. Your scale must be wrong. Scale must be wrong. It must be off. But I tell them, oh, don't worry. I'll tell the scale to behave. Because they're thinking they lost weight when they gain weight. Because that's the nature. We are by nature enjoyers. Anando maya vyasa. We are by nature wanting to enjoy. But we don't know what is the real enjoyment. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada's emphasizing so much in this verse that we must take shelter of the spiritual master. This is etched in stone. Etched in stone. We must. It is, as Prabhupada quotes this first shloka from, I think, the Mundaka Upanishad, wasn't it? Tad vigyanatam sagurum eva bigachyat. The Mundaka Upanishad. Of course, I don't know Sanskrit, but Prabhupada said, this verse means one must take a spiritual master. Just like if one wants to get a degree, he must go to the university. Well, someone might say, but people have gotten a degree without going to the university. People have done, it's true, people have done that, but this is rare. This is rare. If I were to go to the university and say, I would like my degree, they would laugh at me. They would laugh at me. Degree in what? Degree in surviving 56 years? It's a joke. What degree are they going to give me? There's no degree. So we must go through the process. We must go through the process. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked, someone was saying, well, Srila Prabhupada, I've accepted you in my heart. I've accepted you in my heart. The devotee was explaining this person had accepted Srila Prabhupada in his heart, but didn't want to take formal initiation. Prabhupada said, what is that? Prabhupada's reply was, oh, okay, why doesn't he just take prasadam in his heart? Why does he have to go through it? You know, go to prasadam, put it on. Why does he have to go through that process? If he accepts things in his heart, why doesn't he just take prasadam in his heart? Prabhupada's reply was just like that. Of course, Prabhupada gave many different replies, just like if we're in the office working for the Ford company, is the example Prabhupada gave. And we're thinking, if you tell the office manager, look, I'm not working for you. I'm working for Mr. Ford. What would the office manager tell you? Bye. You're out. So you have to please the office manager, who is just like the spiritual master. So we do, of course, have a movement where they're trying to claim that Srila Prabhupada was the last living spiritual master, and is still living, just as Srila Prabhupada in his class, I believe it was last Sunday, said, we are all disciples. I forget exactly who, was it of Rupa Goswami? Was he saying that in class? Rupa Goswami. We are all his followers. We are all Rupanugas. That's how Srila Prabhupada begins, I believe, is the Nectar of Devotion. We are all Rupanugas. I believe it's Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction. Nectar of Devotion. So we are all, Prabhupada says, we are all disciples of Rupa Goswami. So what did Srila Prabhupada mean by that statement? Whenever Srila Prabhupada said, all the credit goes to my spiritual master, what did he mean? And what did Srila Prabhupada mean when he told us, don't read the books of his spiritual master? He told different, I can remember my first time to Mayapur, we were going to go to the Gaudiya Math and Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. So we had three instructions when we were going there. We had three instructions. And these were sannyasis that just came from Srila Prabhupada. And they explained that we should not associate with any of the devotees there. That was the first instruction. We're only going to take darshan, we're going to tour, and we're going to leave. Don't take any prasadam. And the third one was, because they had a large book table, don't purchase any of the books. We had three instructions at that time when we were going. So, of course, we didn't have any Lakshmi. Well, some of the devotees, I didn't have any Lakshmi. I remember after some time they gave us 10 rupees. I didn't take my 10 rupees because everything was being supplied, and I thought if I have 10 rupees, somebody's going to ask me for it anyway. So, because everyone was said, hey, Prabhu, you got some rupees I can borrow? I'd like to buy some limpkas, etc. But anyway, Prabhupada gave that instruction because he knew how easy it would be that we would be bewildered. How easy it was. And we see devotees are being bewildered. Just like there's another Maharaj who made some statements that were published on the internet recently. ISKCON? You go to ISKCON for money. Oh, you come to me for bhakti. He made that statement. Sort of infuriated me. I don't think ISKCON is all about money. But he made that statement. It's published on the internet. I'm not making this up. I have it saved here on my computer. It's published on the internet. It's another statement he made. Prabhupada's sannyasis, they fell down. Ah, my sannyasis don't fall down. He made that statement. So I was thinking to myself, is he also criticizing Srila Bhakti Siddhanta? Because some of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's sannyasis also fell down. What statement is he trying? But his sannyasis have also left. I was speaking with some of my god brothers. Why does he want to say that? This sannyasi left, that sannyasi. Why does he want to say like that? We understand why he wants to say it like that. He has an agenda. He has an agenda. So anyway, Prabhupada knew that we would be easily bewildered. So Prabhupada made many specific statements. Now, getting back to the first group who says that Srila Prabhupada was the last spiritual, I don't mean to make this a controversial class, but let's talk about Srila Prabhupada. They say guru only means it can mean Vartma Pradarshika guru, or it can mean Siksha guru, but it cannot mean Diksha guru. They say like that. They say like that, the Red Vicks. But in reality, this is totally defeated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I was going to read today. I'm not sure if there's time, because there's a note here that we should end the class by 8:10, which everyone usually fudges. But anyway, the point is, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the word guru refers specifically to Vartma Pradarshika guru, Siksha guru, and Diksha guru. Last time I counted, that was all three. Prabhupada says like that. And in that, that's the purport of the Kiba Vipra, Kiba Nyasi, Shutra Kani Noi. Ye Krishna Tadvaveta, Se Guru Hoy. So there Lord Chaitanya explains, if one is a Grihastha, if one is a Kiba Vipra, if one is a Brahmana, Kiba Vipra, Kiba Shudra, if somebody's a Shudra, just like anyway, there are so many positions that are considered Shudra. But the devotees for service to Krishna, they accept any position. They don't say, no, this is a Shudra. I'm not going to clean the Krishna's bathroom. That's what the mundaner may say. But the devotee says, no, I must keep Krishna's bathroom clean also. Practically speaking, in the material world, if the bathroom is dirty, people think this place must be a bad place. So anyway, Krishna's bathroom is always very clean. We keep it very clean here. And that says something about the establishment. It makes a very bold statement. Well, they keep their bathroom clean. Anyway, no material world's a bathroom as far as the devotees are concerned. Probably even made a statement that the demigods don't even bother to come anymore. It's such a filthy place. Such a filthy place. But anyway, the point that we're making, that Kiba Vipra, Kiba Nyasi. Nyasi means a sannyasi. Shudra Keni Noi. Ye Krishna Tadvaveta Se Guru Hoy. That if one knows the science of Krishna consciousness, and knows means that he must practice the science of Krishna consciousness. He can't say that, well, I know it, but I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to chant. I don't have to chant 16 rounds. I don't have to. But this is etched in Srila Prabhupada's books, just like we have even God brothers that left the society, became independent of ISKCON. Now they initiate people who chant 4 rounds. Again, this is due to the association of the Gaudiya Math. This is not acceptable to us. We are here only to represent Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. And in Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON, all over his books, it's explained that we must chant a minimum of 16 rounds before we get initiated, before this, before that. Prabhupada made bold statements. If we can't chant 16 rounds, we're not even human. We're not even human. A very emphatic statement that Srila Prabhupada to impress upon us how important it is to chant our 16 rounds. How important it is. Not that Srila Prabhupada had us respect anyone who chanted Hare Krishna. As we know, the broadest statement, definition of a Vaishnava is one who even chants Krishna one time. Lord Chaitanya explained like that. So we respect, and we respect all life. But the point that Srila Prabhupada is making in this purport and in yesterday's purport is that how do we perfect our life and go back to Godhead? This is the real goal of life. And if we accept something less than that, then it's very risky, Srila Prabhupada explained. Because the material world is so bewildering. Just like this purport explains how much people are hankering after going to the heavenly planets, thinking they can become freed of any hellish situation. But we know that isn't true. Abrama bhuvana loka punar vartin arjuna. Mamu pecha tukunteya punar vijana. How's it? Punar janma na vijite. That from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery. Krishna has made this statement. He has certified it. That's the word. He has certified this material world. There's no place. It's like Prabhupada said, the brahmacharis, they're thinking, I should get married. I should be married. That'll make me happy. The grihasthas are thinking, God, why did I ever get married? I wish I would have stayed brahmachari. Would have been. I used to be able to do this. I used to be able to do that. It's like the ladies that are recently married. They're thinking like that. The men that are recently married, they're probably thinking, should have married this one or should have married that one. Why did I marry this one? And those who are married and get divorced, they're thinking, I just didn't do it right. The second one, second marriage, do it right. And they're in the same situation. Oh, God. I did it again. Did it again. Oh, Krishna. It's the material world. Whatever situation we're in, we're thinking, I'm going to get that Rolls Royce. You get a Rolls Royce. I was in a parking lot one day. The person had a new Mercedes. It was in Chicago. The wind was blowing. I opened up my door. The wind grabbed the door and hit the person's car. It was an elderly man. He was probably 80 years old. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. You hit me. You hit me. He came over and started kicking the car. You hit me. That's how attached they are. I said, I'm sorry. Please calm down. I don't think it was damaged. You know, I have this rubber strip and it wasn't. I'm sorry. I had to pull the car away and park somewhere else. The person was so upset. I told him it was an accident. The wind blew this. I'm sorry. The guy was kicking the car, hoping to tear the car apart. This is the nature of the material world. Whatever we have, we become very possessive. Prabhupada said, in the material world, possession turns sand into gold. We think, I have this possession, I have that possession. And then we become worried if it breaks, or we become worried if somebody is going to steal it. We become worried that, you know, there's going to be an earthquake and everything's going to be lost. Or there's going to be a war. So many calamities. Krishna can take whatever we have in the material world away in an instant. Someone's walking and all of a sudden they fall right on the sidewalk in an instant. Someone who is supposed to have been in perfect health. Right? So anyway, this may also happen to us as devotees, but the point that we should emphasize, and the point that's being emphasized in this purport, is that if we become Krishna conscious, as soon as possible, then this is our saving grace. Nehabrukasho nashosti prachavayo navijate swapamapyasha dharmasha trayate mahato bayat. Baya means fear. And you ask any of the devotees what were the best years of their life when they were performing the most austerities. Yeah, I can remember the Sankirtan days. And I can tell you, in those Sankirtan days, the dancing was so ecstatic. We sing every morning, Mahaprabho Kirtana Nricha Gita. Mahaprabho Kirtana Nricha Gita means that the spiritual master, now our whole goal in life is to please the spiritual master. And we heard recently, Srila Prabhupada was explaining how whenever we dance in front of the deity, Krishna becomes very pleased. Krishna becomes very pleased. So this pleases the spiritual master also. Somehow, by Krishna's mercy, I had the good fortune of dancing in Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada got off the Vyasa side. and came and danced with us. He was 80 years young, and he danced with us. And I can tell you, the devotees that were there, this was Mayapur 76 that I'm specifically remembering, Srila Prabhupada getting off the Vyasasan twice and dancing with us. And I don't know to what level the ecstasy was there, but it was extremely ecstatic. So similarly, when Lord Chaitanya danced, now Lord Chaitanya wouldn't allow just anyone within his kirtan. If anyone was holding back, Lord Chaitanya would be chanting. He would say, "I can sense there's someone here who's holding back. Someone here is holding back in the kirtan. I'm not experiencing the same." Because when you're not holding back and everyone is ecstatic, it comes to a whole new level. The kirtan comes to, so it's like when we go on Harinam, the people, when we're chanting, it's ecstatic, it's nice. The people appreciate it. But what happens when we start dancing? Because it brings a whole new level of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, right? The Matajis are very good at pulling people in and dancing. And what do the people do? You think they're sorry? They're in ecstasy. They are in ecstasy. I have proof of it on my camera, so I should show it again. I showed it, I remember, one time in class. They're in ecstasy. And the people that watch and see, they're also ecstatic, like, wow. And I know for me, the cards and the books are going out easier. They're going out easier. People are, wow. And all of a sudden, everybody, yeah, what is this? So, this verse that we recite every morning, Mahaprabhu, we don't say Mahaprabhu, although maybe we're conditioned to say Mahaprabhu, but it's Mahaprabhu of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Kirtan means, of course, chanting. Nricha means dancing. This is Lord Chaitanya's movement. When Lord Chaitanya danced, so the people were standing outside when Lord Chaitanya had his kirtan. The neighbors thought, these people are on drugs. There's some... Call the constables. Have them break this up. What do they call it? Crash this place. Break down the... Listen to them. They're screaming. They're howling. They're running. They're jumping. They're hitting the walls. Break this... Call the constables. These people are all intoxicated. As we saw during when Lord Chaitanya danced for Lord Jagannath, he didn't just stand there. Lord Chaitanya, you know, Lord Chaitanya jumped as high as he could. He jumped as high as he could. His limbs would separate. His teeth chattered. Those who were present thought, Lord Chaitanya's teeth are going to break. They were chattering. And when Lord Chaitanya jumped high and crashed to the ground, all the devotees stood like, oh my God. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's going to hurt himself. Because Lord Chaitanya knew this process, and he set the example. How he wanted, when Lord Chaitanya had kirtan, he wanted a certain number of mridanga players. He won a certain number of kartal players, and he appointed dancers. As someone gave a class, I think Vijay Prabhu explained it, and I was also explained the same thing. The dancers stand in the front because yajad acharati shreshtas, as great men do, common men follow. So they set the example, and they set the mood that there must be dancing. On my Sankirtan days, I can remember working different sports events. I'll never forget this one football event that I worked. There was such a roar from the stadium. Such a roar. It like filled the city. And the players expect that. I can remember when the Lakers were in the playoffs. They said, "Look, we're home. Come on, fans, cheer us on. We want that. We need that, you know. We'll come to a whole new level. Don't worry. We'll meet your... They want that. So similarly, when we're performing kirtan, if everyone is absorbed and everyone's enthusiastic, it brings the kirtan to a whole new level. You won't even experience such ecstasy anywhere else. Guaranteed. 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 So if we want to taste that nectar, Chaito Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahagda Vagni Nirvapanam, we can only experience this nectar through Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. There's no other process. And we only get this by the mercy of the spiritual master, following the spiritual master's instructions. Practically speaking, when I was in the kirtans with Srila Prabhupada, practically speaking, every kirtan I was at, Prabhupada would go like this. Come on, it's time to start dancing. He went like that. Every kirtan I was at, if we weren't dancing, he would go like that. It's time to start. Because it brings our experience to a whole new level. Because it's part of Lord Chaitanya's movement. So I'm sorry to go over. We can stop here. Devotees are already paying their obeisances. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan Movement Ki Jai.